You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, I know there's one particular last thing I want to talk about, you know, about, you know, when, you know, you're ending your book, and there's so much more to your book, and we don't want to give it all away, but you talk about, you know, you're quoting someone very...
A.W. Tozer.
Tozer about the way that he wrote, the way he thought, right. It's amazing. But those words are pretty profound, because I think it's a summarization of what you're focusing on and communicating to us who are reading your book and to our audience. Talk to us a little bit about that and what you're bringing it all home with in your book.
Well, I don't have the quote memorized. I love A.W. Okay, yeah, there it is. God formed himself for ourselves. The ancient questions are what and why.
Why am I here?
Right.
You know, what did you create me for?
Right.
That's every man's question, right?
Right. And then he goes on to say, do we have the rest of the quote? What is the chief
end of
man? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's what we're about.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If, that's if you're a Christian.
Right.
But if you're not a Christian, come on, Jack, wake up.
Yeah.
It's time to wake up to life.
Right.
And there's only life found in Jesus. He is the light.
Right.
Yeah.
So everybody was created by God.
Right.
You know, they were made in the image and the likeness of God. And it'd be a shame to never meet your Creator
right.
until you have to meet him.
Right.
Because he gave us an opportunity to be able to meet him in a way that we can only meet him through his Son.
Right.
Because his very presence will judge his sin.
Right.
So sin had to be dealt
good,
with.
That's good.
He loved us so much
right.
that he was willing to deal with a thing
right.
that would kill us if we showed up.
Right.
Which is judgment on sin.
Right.
And so he gave his Son, whom he loves, who was with him in heaven. He came down and was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, all so that we could be with him.
Right.
So right. the full judgment, our judgment had to be dealt
right.
somewhere. God's righteous.
That's the gospel.
It had to happen.
Right.
And so what he did was he loved us so much that he gave his Son, and what the blows that were due us, the judgment that's due us, the pain and the agony and everything that we deserve.
Right.
Jesus said, I love you so much, Father, and I love John, and I love you. You're watching right now. Listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life.
Right.
And Jesus said, I love you, Father, so much, and I love you right now. The sir, the man that's right there, the lady that's listening. He said, I will take your blows. I will take the consequences for your sin. I'll take your jail sentence. I'll take the consequences for no matter what that is, whatever the sin is. He says, I will take that because it's required judgment. So instead of hitting you or hitting me or hitting John, God hit his Son. He allowed that to happen. He literally struck his Son, turned his back, first time ever, separated from his Son so you could be united with him. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life.
It's true.
This is so important to understand. He is so awesome, so wonderfully in love with you. Jesus is so in love with you. They'll both work together to resolve the issue that divided you from God, which was sin. What you have to do is you have to acknowledge that. You have to say, I see now, I understand. God, you love me so much that you gave Jesus. And Jesus, you love me so much that you laid down your own life to live a sinless life. Listen, God already knew what the answer was, but the question is, what does sin feel like? Because God doesn't know sin. So he let his Son live in such a way that Jesus experienced the feeling. He was tempted in every way, just like we are. But yet he didn't give in to it. Where we sin, he didn't sin. So he actually can feel what we feel. He can empathize with the pain and the agony and the stress and things you don't want in your life. And religious people may tell you that, but God says, I empathize with you. My Son felt that, but he didn't give in to it. He didn't sin. He says, because of that, we can actually go to him boldly and say, Father, I need your help. I'm coming to you in the name of Jesus. You know, and he goes, I'll help you with that. And Jesus, I don't know if this happens, but you think about it, he would probably lean over to the Father and say, let me explain to you what Greg's going through. Because Jesus felt the pressures that we feel. He felt all that, but he didn't sin. So he can intercede. He can talk to God about us, and he can explain us to him. That's how awesome this is. But you first have to make him the Lord of your life. And it's simple. All you got to do is say, you know what, Jesus? I'm tired. I can't do this for myself anymore. I'm a sinner. I am lost. You know, I'm at the end of myself. I'm at the end of the end of myself. I'm tired of turning to man. I'm tired of turning to stuff. I'm tired of trying to Google things. I just want you, God. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's all you got to do is say, Lord, I want you to be the Lord of my life. I want you, Jesus. I need you. I need a Savior. I want you, Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me, Lord, where I've sinned against you and I've sinned against others. God, wash me. Cleanse me, Lord God. Make me new. I want to have a relationship with you. If you just cried out like that, guess what? Father's been waiting since the beginning of time, before the foundations of the earth, for this very moment that you were created for, to come in relationship with him. That's it. You cry out to him, you call on him, and he answers you. And guess what? It begins a journey with him. You're beginning a journey right now. By the way, we have some information on the screen. You can write to us. We have some information to be able to bless you with, to help you on your journey. But listen, it's just a walk. It's a relationship. And as you go and as you grow, you don't become more saved because now you're saved. You made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. But you grow intimately. You become his disciple. You learn to follow him. This relationship with him is what you were created for. It's where eternity is going to be. He talks about it in Revelation chapter 2. He says, listen, now what you couldn't do in the garden, which is take up from the tree of life because you take from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, now you actually can reach up and take from the tree of life and live forever in the presence of God. Listen, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. This has been a wonderful time that we have with John Newland. Thank you so much, John. Yeah, it's been a blessing. I got to say, anything but the ordinary life for sure. But I want to encourage you, it's the ordinary. An ordinary man's experience with God, stories of adventure, answer prayer, miracles, and the Lord's voice. John Newland, you can get the details on the screen right below where you can go to his website and find out the details. Listen, he's dedicating everything, the proceeds from this book and the money he makes to be able to mission. It's a man that walks, you know, he does what he says he's going to do. But listen, maybe you're a businessman out there right now and you're thinking like, you know, built my business. I've done all these different things. I live my life for success, but now I want to live my life for significance. Now I want to make some difference. I want to imagine this. You're at the end of your days, potentially, or your, at least your work life, you know, and they bring you in to say maybe it's your 70th, 80th birthday, and you find out they got a surprise party for you. And the surprise party is you walk in, you go, surprise. They say, listen, here's the mic. And they give you the mic, and they say, tell us about your life. Tell us what you've done. Are you going to like, well, me and I and this and that and the other? Those stories seem so small at that point in your life. What you can do is say, you know what? I don't want to have regrets on that day. I want to do that has everlasting impact. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God. I want to impact. Listen, right now what America needs, it needs businessmen and women who are gifted in the area of the business mountain, the kingdom mountains. Business is bigger than countries today. We have budgets for countries, that budgets for businesses that are bigger than 10 countries. I mean, the real kings of today are the kings of industry. They're determining what happens in nations. They're flipping nations. They're flipped Egypt. They're trying to flip America right now. We need businesses, business leaders to understand you're more than just the bottom line. You're about making impact in the lives of this culture. Kings come to you for advice. Senators come to you for advice. Commissioners come to you for advice. School board comes to you for advice. Listen, we need you to make that major impact, and maybe VFN Kingdom Business is for you to be a part of that. We want to inspire you, you know, be able to hang out with other business leaders that are walking that walk and say, this is what I've done. This is what I'm doing. But listen, we need you. More people spend more time with you than they do with their pastor or their family because they clock in at least 40 hours a week to spend time with you to be able to bring to pass that vision and that business, that customer service or that product. And you're actually ministering more probably than some pastors get a chance to minister to people. But the question is, what are you doing with all that influence? Well, maybe it's time to get involved in the kingdom. VFN Kingdom Business. Well, don't forget how easy it is. Love God. Love others and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.